So welcome back to an all new episode of the Undone Podcast. Today, I'm so excited because I am a fellow HBCU alum, and I love nothing more than celebrating HBCU culture. And shout out to my HBCU, PV, ANU, Prairie View. But today we are joined by HBCU Black Excellence at its finest. They are dominating in the classroom, the community, and on the mat. They are trending and delivering that content that we love to see. And they are all over social media, inspiring us all. Shout out to the amazing, the magnificent Morehouse College cheerleaders. Yes. Led by the amazing Coach Bree. Coach Bree, shout out to you. Yes. Thank you so much, you guys, for, again, taking the time to join me. I'm super excited. Welcome to the Undone Podcast. How is everyone?
Good.
Everybody's good. Okay. So, are y'all ready to get into it?
Yes.
Let's do it. Okay, happy belated Valentine's Day and happy belated Founders Day to Morehouse. Shout out to Kai in the back. Hi. Yes. Love it. Kai, I have to start with you. What does it mean for you to be a Morehouse man? Like, what does it mean for you to walk on that campus and, you know, you're going to be an alum soon one day? What does that mean for you?
Being a man of Morehouse is very serious. They take it very serious. It's a great way. It's a great place to be for a Black man. It's very connected and it's very loving on the campus, and it's great to be a part of the brotherhood and now sisterhood. So. Yeah.
I love that. I love that. Okay, y'all have a big game coming up this weekend. Whose house is it? Whose house?
Warehouse.
You already? Yes. I'm so excited. And we're going to get into that a little bit later. But are y'all ready for the big game this weekend? Are y'all going to win?
Yes.
Okay. Period. Okay. Coach Bree, I'm going to start with you because I often see this. Like, I'm always in y'all's comments. Like, I'm like that annoying auntie, but I can't help it. I'm always in the comments, always reposting because I'm just so freaking proud of y'all. Y'all just killing it. But for those that don't understand, can you break it down for us or the viewers? Why is it the Spelman students are cheering for Morehouse? Because I see that in the comments sometimes. People are like, you know, why aren't Spelman cheerleaders just Spelman cheerleaders? Why is it called Morehouse? Can you break it down and give us the tea?
Yeah, definitely. So the Morehouse cheer team, we are a part of the SIAC D2 athletic division. At the time, currently, Spelman does not have a D2 sports program. So if the girls at Spelman would want to cheer, you know, they have to come over to Morehouse because we have the athletic program already established. Or they could, you know, create some type of intramural cheer team at Spelman. But at this time, the actual official cheer program is at Morehouse.
Got it. Okay, so hopefully that clears it up because people are always
they
like
always ask
every time. Yeah.
How does that work? So thank you for clearing that up, Coach Bree. I'm staying with you on this next question, because this is something that I love, like reading your story and just knowing, you know, your background as a mom. You are also a Spelman alum. You were a former captain of Morehouse cheer. So I just love your journey. I love that you are back and giving back and paying it forward. Why was it important for you to come back and lead this team, this group, not only on the mat, but also as leaders in the community?
Yeah, I mean, quite simple. It's what I love. Like when I was on the team, I gave my heart to Morehouse cheer. And so when I graduated, I was like, well, there's really nothing more I would like to do but coach. But I didn't know like when my coach was going to retire. You know, she still had some years left. And then just like all of a sudden she hit me up. We had lunch. She was like, hey, I'm getting ready to leave. I think you would be a great fit. Do you want to try it out? I'm like, yeah, you don't know. You don't know how many years like I've been praying for this and thinking about it. So for me, it's just really important to be able to continue that legacy that she built. Like she built a lot over the 17 years before I became the coach. And I want to keep that legacy going. I want to keep that excellence up. And then also I want to continue to build leaders in the community. When I was on the team, we did a lot of community service with like local elementary schools, just going and reading to them, you know, just spending some time so they can see there is more for you. Like as you get older, it's not just, you know, nothing wrong with basketball, but it's not just basketball or a rapper or whatever you see. Like you can do more. You can get be a scholar, you can, be a co collegiate athlete. So that's why it was really important for me to step back into this role and coach them now.
Ooh, shout out to, can we give a round of applause?
That
I feel
was
like, everybody, we've all been to college, right? Bree, you are an alum as well. So we've all been to college and away from our family. So to have you there, I think that that puts like a sense of stillness and confidence and faith in the parents to know that they have somebody like a Coach Bree to look out for their kids and for their nieces, so and the nephews. So shout out to you, Coach Bree, for just answering the call and being obedient to that. It's Black History Month, y'all. So I love, and I know that y'all have been seeing how HBCUs are on the big stage. We just saw them on stage with Usher, Jackson State, killing it. The Kappas did a little 1-2. I was like, okay, Kappas. And I just love to see this. And I feel like in the past 10 years, because it wasn't like this when I was in school, there was like no, like, yeah, HBCU, yeah, we had a different world to give us representation, but there wasn't in mainstream culture a push or an urge to tell our youth to go to an HBCU. So, Sarah, I'm coming to you with this question. Why is it important? Why do you think that it's important to spotlight HBCU culture in the mainstream media?
I think it's important so we can all see the unity and like the love that is held at these HBCUs. Like coming to Spelman is probably like the best decision that I made because walking onto the campus, like you can feel the energy, you can feel like it's a home, you can feel like there's sisters here that are supporting you, that are on the same journey as you to reach success, to have a sister, to just like be successful at the end of the day. So I think HBCUs are great and everybody should have the chance to attend one or to know what they are like because it's a great decision to embark into the experience of an HBCU.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, Morgan. And just a disclaimer, y'all, I'm a proud Spelman auntie. I'm a proud Morehouse cheer auntie because y'all know girl, Niecy. She told me not to call her Niecy, but on the podcast, listen, Niecy, hey Niecy. But okay, Morgan, I'm coming to you because I know your journey coming from competitive cheer to now being at the collegiate level, being the co-captain and helping to lead this team, what's been the biggest lesson for you? Like, what has joining this team, how has it changed you and shaped you?
Definitely, I would say just especially going to a HBCU in that just different cheer culture was like a bigger transition that I had because I know especially like Carson did competitive cheer too, like at Stingray and things like that. And in that culture, it's definitely more predominantly white, like PWI. Like you know, normally used to having like only one black girl or two other black girls on the team, but when I came to Morehouse and I was on the cheer team, there was everybody that looked like me, and we all had the same so. More experiences. So it definitely made like a closer knit bond with like my teammates and my cheer sisters, and it made it a lot more fun. And it also kind of was like a transition, that different type of HBCU style of like cheer and dance and things like that was something that I had to learn. And it was something that kind of made it more fun for me. So that was good. So just that whole just transition from being the only one that looked like me and being surrounded by everybody that looked like me. So.
Ain't nothing being with the people that look like you too, and you get a little bit of rhythm because you
Yes.
ain't have no competitive cheer. But okay, so ain't nothing like being with y'all. But Jaden, I am coming to you next. Grades are so important, right? Like y'all wouldn't even be able to be on the team and doing the things that y'all are doing if y'all didn't have y'all's grades. But how do you balance it all? Like how are you balancing cheer, extracurricular, dating if possible, and like keeping up and like keeping up your schoolwork. How do you balance it, Jaden?
I would say, and I think I've learned this through being on the team and even coming into college, but really when I joined the team, that's where I really started going to school for real, because I came in during 2020 when COVID happened. But I would say prioritizing myself, and that means prioritizing my grades. So if I don't have my grades together, I can't cheer. If I can't cheer, then I can't go, into my next step in life. So I think prioritizing myself and then really putting a lot of emphasis on time management and not procrastinating. So if I'm on the bus, I'm gonna have my laptop and a piece of paper. Like I have to have everything in place in order to continue to do the things that I love important to myself.
Definitely. I love that. I love that. Like, don't get off track because you got to keep, like you said, you have to have the grades to do all of the other stuff. No grades, no play, right? Coach Bree, for someone's mom that may be listening to this, and Or someone who may want to attend Spelman, somebody may be listening or watch this, they may want to come to Spelman or even Morehouse next year. What does the tryout process look like? Can you break that down for us into, terms of how that looks?
Yeah, so typically with our tryout process, we have the current student process, which happens spring semester, so in April. So that's for all current students at Spelman or Morehouse, including any incoming freshmen that live in the metro Atlanta area. Okay. I mean, if you want to fly out and come during this, you can, but I don't recommend it because then we have our freshman tryouts during new student orientation in August. And during that time, okay, let me rewind it back. So okay. We have the spring tryouts. If you make it through that tryout process, you're then invited to our summer camp, which happens the week of new student orientation, August. And during that week, we also hold freshman tryouts. Okay. And so if you make it to the end of camp, which typically is Monday through Friday, then you've made the team.
Okay. Okay. That's good news to know. Cause I'm sure people are like, cause I had somebody hit me in a DM. They were like, they sent me a clip of y'all be going viral, which we're about to talk about next, but they sent me like a clip and she was like someone I went to school with. She was like, girl, my niece is already saying, or my daughter wants to cheer for Morehouse. So I was like, oh, okay. I was like, well, Morgan, be sure to give her the rundown, but I'm glad that you broke that down in terms of like what that looks like. Cause I think it can be intimidating for a lot of people watching y'all like on social media or even on campus. Like, how do I do this? So thank you, Coach Bree. Yeah. Now, as I said, y'all been killing it on social media. So shout out to y'all because y'all's numbers are going up. The math is mathing. Okay. Y'all are like over 20K, I think right now. Who's behind the creative like for this? Sky, do you want to break that down? Like who's behind the ideas that we of the content that we see on social?
Yeah, so it's really collaborative. Really, it's the team gets together, they see the trends going on and they pitch their ideas like, oh, we should do this. And a lot of the team is already into that TikTok stuff, so we really we rely on them to get us together and teach us some moves, and it's just really fun content. Like, we're having fun, we're putting out new content, so it's really effortless, and yeah, it's a collaborative thing for sure.
Baby, y'all are inspiring me. Auntie was like, okay, what should I do? Let me see what my team is doing so I can get inspired to do my video. So like, please keep the content coming. Coach Bree, did you think that they would like blow up on social media like this? Was this a part of the plan for this year?
Yeah, it was the plan. I mean, so coming back from winter break, I'm like, there's no way that y'all don't have 10K followers. Like, we're in Atlanta. Y'all go to Spelman. Y'all are cute. We're good. Like, we're going to turn this social media page around. So, yeah. So they all come up with, like, ideas, videos. Hey, can we do this? Can we do that? I'm like, yep. Yeah, it's looking like it's viral over here. We're going to put it on our page and see what happens. And so far, it's been working.
Look, get y'all a coach. Get y'all somebody like Coach Bree behind y'all. Y'all are blessed because Coach Bree, I love that. I love that you are down with what's happening and not like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. I want to stay away from that. So shout out to you. I'm going to keep shouting out Coach Bree.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, Kai, I'm coming to you. But Kai, I need to hear you a little bit better. So hold up. But no, because I wanna like talk to you, but I need to make sure that I want the people to hear you really good too. Can you hear me? Can y'all hear me good?
Yes.
Okay. So Kai, as the only male on the team, what has your journey been like? Like I think I met you briefly at homecoming. I've been obviously following on social. Morgan's talked so highly of you. Like, so I hear a lot about you. I see you and I saw, you from a distance. And I was like, I like that young man. He's something about him. So I'm interested to know your journey into cheer. Like, was it something that you were doing before college? Can you talk a little bit about it?
Yes.
Okay.
Last year, it was a friend of mine who was, like, really passionate about being on the cheer team. But I was a dancer, so, like, I never was interested. I was just like, oh, okay, yeah, like, like, go ahead. So he was, like, really determined. Like, he was, like, talking to all the athletic directors and people in athletics. And he was like, can we please get boys to join? And then eventually it got approved. And he was like, can you please do it with me? Can you do it with me? I don't want to do it by myself. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. So I went and I tried out, and then I made it, and I was like, okay, well, this is fun, you know.
It's fun.
I never cheer. I just like watch cheer, or I'd be like, okay, that's cute, you know, and then I actually did it, and I was like, okay, this is something I can actually do. So then I started like really becoming a cheerleader. Like they had to teach me how to smile, they had
Still teaching.
teach me how to be happier, like it was a whole thing for me because usually I'm used to dancing. It's like I can give attitude, but it's like you gotta have your preppy side, your happy side just to do what a cheerleader is meant to do. And yeah, it's been working for me. I love it now.
Oh,
It's baby, it's more than working for you, honey. It's
okay.
being like I love to see you out there. And then given like the history of cheer, it initially started like with males. Like it was all males, and then along the lines it began to become, you know, a sport for women. Kai, do you think there needs to be more representation of males on collegiate cheer teams or just in cheer period?
Yes, I think that males add like a great factor to it. I think that being like on the team with all girls, like I think me being on the team, it was like a, you know, like a kind of a barrier, like because you know, like girls are all like, but like it'd be all the girls and it'd just be me coming in like I'm like you know on my high horse, and it's just like a great dynamic. I feel like coming here being the only boy, I think I actually like it more than if we did have more. Because they treat me well. I love them.
I love that. Was it different for y'all as a team? Anybody want to chime in? Coach Bree, anybody having him join the team? Was it something that y'all weren't used to, or had y'all cheered with males before? Anybody?
I cheered with males before in the past, but I could definitely say like I've had nobody like Kai, because I'm literally all in his room all the time. I'm bothering Kai all the time, and Kai has truly became one of my closest friends. So I'm really grateful and appreciative for Kai in many ways.
Yeah, Kai had to warm up to us. Kai came
No,
in. He was like,
I
okay, you
asked.
can speak on that. You can
I
speak
was
on that.
mute.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that he was mute. I asked him, I said, do you usually like talk more? He said, yeah. And then like he walked away and I was like, okay.
There was one word
Warm
answers for
up.
a good 2 months.
Yeah.
He had to figure us out. He had to
Yeah.
figure us out.
But now he's
Yeah.
brother figure.
Understandable. Yeah, a new environment. You gotta figure out, okay, well, who am I? What am I working with? What is going on? I get it. So Kai, we are happy. Look, we on behalf of the aunties and the supporting squad back here, we are happy to have you on the team. So shout out to you, Kai. Carson.
Okay.
Can you talk a little bit about what it takes to cheer at this level? Because I think a lot of people see y'all, the cute outfits, the hair is tossing, the flips, y'all are flipping, and it's giving cute social media, all of that. But can you talk about what really goes into being a cheerleader at an HBCU on this level? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I've been cheering for like a total of 17 years of my life, so it's always been for me just way more than just the pretty outfits, way more than just the glitter and all of that other stuff. To me, it's about truly working hard and truly like, you know, digging deep within. Like, what I can definitely say is I've been an all-star cheerleader for most of my life. So transitioning from that to here, I can definitely say HBCU cheer has pushed me the most mentally per se, because I've gone way out of my comfort zone. Like, I'm doing tumbling skills I never thought I would on concrete, but like I said, I just have my wonderful coaches who push me to be my best, even though sometimes I really don't want to, but they push me to do my absolute best and they really believe in me, and I just really appreciate that. I can definitely say being at an HBCU has built me as a person.
I love that. I love that. Sarah, what do you think the future of college cheer is? Like, what do you think will it become? What do you think it'll become? Like, let's say in the next 5 years, what's the future of college of cheer on the collegiate level?
I see cheer going very far. I think that people need to see cheer and understand that cheer is much more than just the pretty face, as you said. Like, it's definitely a sport. So I think people are starting to realize like the talent that you really need to have going into.
Y'all aren't only cheerleaders, but y'all are cheering at an esteemed and well-respected institution. Morgan, I'm coming to you. Niecy, what does attending an HBCU mean for you? And not only that, how does it inform like how you show up in the world.
Yeah, I feel like just attending an HBCU in general just means just kind of creating your own legacy and just breaking barriers, you know. Because I know something I've always heard is if you go to a PWI, you have to kind of really create that own space for yourself. But at HBCU, that space is already curated for you. Like everybody wants to see you win. Everybody wants to see you grow. There's always so many opportunities for people that look like you specifically. So that's really important. So just not only setting an example, but also for the people that follow before you. For if you have younger siblings, if you have younger cousins, and things like that, just setting an example and just being able to just create your own legacy and set up your own generational wealth or set up your own influences and things like that. I feel like that's just the main part that I want to attend HBCU personally. But I feel like that's something I feel like that everybody can resonate with. Yeah.
Yeah, you got me proud over here. Answer. That was good. That was good. Jaden, as cheerleaders and students, right? This is something that I wonder because again, back when I was in school, like thinking of how I dealt with like if I was having a bad day or depression or like if some, you know, you didn't get a good grade or whatever happened in college, those things that happened that y'all are seeing playing out right in your daily lives, we didn't have discussions about mental health back then. So how do you all prioritize, or how do you prioritize your mental health? And then not only you, but how do you all do it collectively as a team with everything that y'all have going on?
I would say just ensuring that like the team and our dynamic is a safe space. So like if we have any disagreements or anything like that, we try to make sure like they're worked out so that if anybody has any issues or any problems or is feeling away, they can come to any one of us. That's why, you know, I keep coming back to the team because I feel like it is a safe space for me. Cheer has always been like my outlet. So whenever I'm feeling down, there's always a teammate or somebody, even a coach, like that I can talk to or kind of let out on, even if it's like after something's happened. I've talked to them about things and it's, you know, in a way kind of lifted something off of me. So I think going through college and learning that you kind of have to try to lean on people and let people know what's going on in order to be successful, I think that's like the main thing that I've used and I've seen like a lot of my teammates use as far as like the team is concerned.
That's good, because I just feel like the conversation around mental health is being had more, and I think that that's so important because it's just a lot of toxicity out there, right? And even in, you know, just being a college student, it's a lot of different things that you have to navigate. So being able to have a team to also help you navigate in those different spaces, I think that that's so important. Coach Bree, how are you showing up? And because I feel like you are a mom, you are the coach, but you have other things that you have going on too. You're a woman, a Black woman that is leading this group. So there's a pressure, or maybe not even a pressure, I won't say pressure, but a responsibility that you have, right, at home and also in your work. How do you handle and prioritize to make sure that you are always showing up fully for yourself, and not only for yourself, but for your group, for your team?
Ooh, honestly, I go to church. I have to make sure I have some type of faith-based something going on Sunday to help me kind of rewind, reset, woosah, and get ready for that week. So like my Sundays are really the day that I take to myself, whether it's cleaning, well, going to church, cleaning up the house, cooking, just playing with my daughter, hanging with my family. It's just really being mindful to take the time to set aside some time to myself, because we are ripping and running Monday through Saturday. And so I really hold my Sundays as like a sacred time and sacred space to take that me time for myself so I can balance out.
Definitely, definitely. Okay, Carson, I'm coming to you. Can you hear me?
Finish
this sentence for me. I'm an HBCU cheerleader. Of course I... Come on, Carson.
Okay. I'm an HBCU cheerleader. Of course I rep my school wherever I go.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm an HBCU cheerleader. Of course I
eat the jumps up.
Wow. I love it. Jaden, I'm an HBCU cheerleader. Of course I
get low.
Okay.
It took me a while.
Morgan, I'm an HBCU cheerleader. Of course I
have that hair curled tight every Saturday.
Okay, hair curl. Sky, I'm an HBCU cheerleader. Of course I
Of course, I look good every Saturday.
I mean, period. Effortless.
Period. I'm a HBCU cheerleader. Sarah, finish this sentence. Of course, I.
Of course, I hit all my stunts.
Okay. Stunts. I'm an HBCU cheerleader's coach and former co-captain. Of course, I.
Command respect and attention when I walk in
Period.
the gym.
I love that. Coach Bree, what's the best part of coaching this team?
Oh, they're like my little babies. I love
Oh.
them. Like, I really do. I was just thinking about that driving on the way over here. I'm like, these are really my kids. Like, I be so I get a feel type of way when they do any type of organization. I'm like, no, y'all are mine. No, you can't do that. Just stay right here and let's just do this. But I love them. I really do. And this season has been like a really, really good season. Yeah, for the team, for everybody. So
I love it. Okay, so as I mentioned earlier, it's a big game this weekend. Jaden, what goes into preparation for like a rival game like that? I mean, yeah, like a big rivalry game, like, am I saying game like Clark and Morehouse? Talk to us. Spill the tea. What goes into the prep?
what doesn't go into it? That's the thing. Your time, your energy. You have to make sure everything's on point. Practices and then new material, a whole lot of new material, and learning a lot of new material in a short amount of time, and executing properly. So it's a lot of time, a lot of effort. I'll say a lot of brain power for me too, because I had to switch my rhythm and my cadence because my commitment for cheer team. So it's been hard for me even. And I'm about to go, but definitely, and a lot of I think. One thing that we have all realized too in this like short amount of time we've had to kind of get it together is our attitudes and the attitudes we bring into practice. Even though it may be a Sunday, we may not want to be here, but we know it's all like we want to look good, like we want to eat. So I
Right.
think time, effort, and actually like knowing that we're here for a greater cause.
I love that. I love that. And y'all said that y'all are gonna win this weekend. So that's what we're on. What's the score gonna be? Kai, do you have any predictions on the score?
Yes, actually.
Okay.
I believe it'll be like 73 to like
Long game.
69. It's gonna be real close.
Oh, okay. A close game. Okay. I love that. Y'all, thank y'all so much for this. Like, y'all are so amazing. And I know y'all have to go. That's why we getting off of here. Cause if not, we
Practicing
would
for that rivalry game
have
right now.
they have to get ready for their big game. Okay. Coach Bree, tell the people where they can follow this dynamic group and stay up to date with all things Morehouse College Cheer.
Please follow us on Instagram at Morehouse College Cheer. Also, our TikTok too at Morehouse College Cheer. And we post everything on there. So we'll be posting our trial information in the next couple of weeks. So please make sure you guys follow so you can get those notifications.
I love it. I love it. Before I let y'all go, what will y'all miss most? And this is just anybody who wants to chime in when y'all leave Morehouse College Cheer, when y'all graduate, what will y'all miss most about being on this team and with this group specifically?
My siblings,
Anybody?
Your brother.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do without them at college. I really don't. Or in life,
Right. Well,
period.
I have like no friends outside of this.
Stop.
I don't. I actually don't have any friends.
You have sisters.
No, yeah, yes. That's
Sisters and a brother. Sisters and a brother.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that. Thank y'all. I love y'all. I'm always rooting for y'all, shouting y'all out. I'm so proud of y'all. So just keep killing it.
Thank you.
Coach Bree, keep being the dynamic superstar that you are, leading these superstars. I just can't. I'm speechless because I'm just so proud of y'all. So thank y'all again for taking the time to be with me today. I appreciate y'all, and I'm rooting for y'all this weekend.
Ooh.